My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson. He represents the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District and is a member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. As we are now a very short distance away from these sequestration cuts taking effect, we want to get the congressman's thoughts on the impact they will actually have, as well as the different public relations efforts coming from both parties here in the final hours before those cuts take effect. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, it's a great honor to be with you, and you raise such important issues to the American people.
Well, it's an interesting position, really, for the president and the Republicans here, because, of course, this all stems from the 2011 Budget Control Act, which House Republicans, at least a lot of them, voted for. I know you did not. But this was the result of that, ultimately, because the super committee failed to reach the necessary cuts. So now we're just hours away from this taking effect. The president is talking about all the horrible things that might happen in a number of different areas if it's not altered in some way. Republicans are saying that you've done your job in the House. You've passed alternative ways to process these cuts. So what are your thoughts as we are now on the brink of this?
Well, sadly, it is very confusing, but we need to go back, as you just did, to August 2011. There was an agreement for the super committee to address these issues, but we also now know that sequestration itself was a fabrication of the president of the White House. It was not clear at that time where this initiative came from, but now we know, and I believe we should give a lot of credit to Bob Woodward, the author. He did the study, and it's just now uncontroverted that the problems of sequestration were developed by the president. Additionally, it needs to be acknowledged, as you just did, that the House Republicans have voted twice to avoid this by having reductions in government waste, by reducing duplication, by doing away with overpayments. There are a number of initiatives that we offered that would address sequestration, which I am very concerned will put so many jobs at risk. It will weaken our military. It will put the American people in, and all of the scare tactics now the president has raised are really so ironic, because he said he would veto any effort to address this.
Congressman, let me get your reaction to how the administration is dealing with these impending cuts. We've got the president and cabinet secretaries kind of painting a picture about how painful these could be, from the release of hundreds of detained illegal immigrants already in preparation for these cuts, to potentially long security lines at airports. And then on Tuesday in Virginia, the president saying that he couldn't possibly make $85 billion worth of smart cuts, which some say Senate Republicans are willing to let him do. He says he'd have to choose between the poor kid or the disabled kid, closing one base or the other on a military level. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's really sad, because it shouldn't be such stark contrast. We're talking about possibly 2% of the federal budget, and for this to be so catastrophic. And then it's so sad also putting the people of Arizona at risk, that 500 persons apparently who are illegal aliens were let back on the street. This is being done in such a way as, again, executive orders, what I consider to be in violation of what the law provides. The American people are being put at risk, and it doesn't need to be that way. We should be working together to reduce, as I indicated, the duplications, the government waste. We know that something really startling to me is that the free cell phone program actually costs $2.2 billion. It's not free. I only recently learned how expensive that program is, and how sad that money would be diverted, not to reduce the deficit, but be diverted from military preparedness, the civilian personnel of the Department of Defense, to be used for free cell phones.
What's the impact on defense? We've heard so many different things now. Most of the cuts to different departments of the government, from what we're understanding, would actually be decreases in the amount of increase in spending. But for defense, at least in the short term, there will actually be some cuts. How big of an impact will it make?
Well, this will have a big impact, because 50% of the cuts, which is around $60 billion, is being applied to defense, which is only 15.1% of the federal budget. And so we had a hearing today where it was indicated by the various personnel officials of all of the departments, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, that these cuts will have a very significant impact on the number of personnel, the number of accessions, and sadly, it could lead to persons being involuntarily separated from the military. And indeed, this should be bipartisan, Greg. It was Secretary Leon Panetta who said that sequestration could hollow out the military, and that is that it would take away people who are very skilled and experienced fighting the asymmetric illegal enemy combatants that we're fighting, and place these people out of military service who have skills that we need.
And so are you at the point, given your prominent role on the Armed Services Committee and your strong connections through your family for many, many generations to the military, are these cuts too draconian to accept? Are you urging your colleagues to change things? Or are you more like your colleague that we talked to about a week or so ago, Mick Mulvaney, who says this should be done differently, but at this point we need cuts, and so even though this will hurt a little bit, let's let it go through?
Well, I see that this is really an assault on the military, and so I believe that the cuts for the military should not go into effect because we are at a time of war, and we've already seen, and it was incredible that, again, Bob Woodward, who is not a conservative, I don't think, but he indicated that the president's decision not to deploy an aircraft carrier to the Middle East, to the Persian Gulf, that in the name of fiscal responsibility is really putting our allies, but particularly putting our troops who are overseas at risk. We need the air cover. It's really startling what's being done, but it's not in the interest of America's national security, and it's also putting our allies, particularly such as Israel, at risk.
We've talked about what you'd like to see happen. What do you think will happen?
I'm still hopeful, we only found out today there's actually going to be another meeting at the White House on Friday of the leadership of Congress with the president. Now, the last meetings have not turned out well at all, and Speaker Boehner has made it very clear that it is more receiving a lecture than it is input. But I truly hope that responsible action will be taken. There are ways to address the reduction in spending by doing away with government waste, reduce the duplication. We've got circumstances where we should be requiring food stamp eligibility instead of the lax requirements that we have today.
On a slightly different topic, but staying with the military, this obviously played out over on the Senate side, the nomination of former Senator Chuck Hagel to be defense secretary. Republicans briefly filibustered that matter over his lack of disclosure, in part, and also due to a desire to get more information on the Benghazi terrorist attack from the administration. Ultimately, he was confirmed on Tuesday. Given your position in the Armed Services Committee, what's your take on Chuck Hagel being the leader of the Defense Department for the foreseeable future?
Well, I'm really grateful that Senator Lindsey Graham led the effort to try to promote disclosure of the circumstances, the murder of our ambassador, Chris Stevens, in Benghazi. The information should be provided. We know there was a cover-up. Greg, can you imagine that there was the providing of the misinformation about a video when at a protest when there was no protest of the video? This truly was an al-Qaeda attack on our consulate, the murder of four brave and courageous Americans. We still do not have the answers, and I'm just very grateful that Lindsey Graham helped lead the effort to try to provide the answers. The American people need to know this. The families need to know this. We need to make sure that this is avoided in the future.
Do you have confidence in Chuck Hagel as defense secretary?
I'm not. I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned about his resolve, his interest in truly promoting peace through strength. That's how we have peace, and that we would have the strength of our military. And I do not see that the defense secretary has exhibited his resolve of truly supporting by way of providing the equipment, the training, the attention to our military, military families, and veterans.
Potentially a very momentous week for the military, given funding and leadership issues. Congressman, thank you very much for being with us today.
Hey, thank you so much, Greg. Again, best wishes to you, and thank you for raising these very crucial issues.
Our pleasure, sir. South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He's a member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.